Looking to make some healthier habits this holiday season? Make sure to check out our Moving Through Midlife community over on Facebook, as we are doing a Planksgiving event where we are doing daily plank workouts. We will be doing an advent for healthy, happy hips this holiday season, and then also have a sugar challenge, a 2-week sugar challenge that you might be interested in. Happy holidays! Episode 18.2, Movement Snack, Wiggle Your Toes. So each week, it is my goal to provide you with information on a Monday, whether it be for myself or an interview that I have done with someone. And each Thursday, I want to be able to provide you with something that you can take away and practice on your own. I call them movement snacks. It is my goal to help you move more in your everyday life, and that is what these movement snacks are designed for, is to help provide you with quick things that you can do that will help you move more. So this week, to go along with the conversation I had with Renee in regards to her product Hard Lotion, I spoke to you all about how it has helped me with my feet. And therefore, I am bringing a movement snack with you working on your feet. So our feet are our foundation. They are a sensory organ, so they are able to sense things. And unfortunately, we shove them in shoes all day, every day. And therefore, they lose a lot of their sensory ability. So I'm just going to ask that you take off your shoes at some point today, and I want you to wiggle your toes. And then I want you to spread your toes apart and see if you can see the floor in between each toe. Now, if you feel like your feet can't do that, your toes can't separate enough, then I would encourage you to grab some of the, what are they called? Those, when you get a pedicure, you know, those little things that you put in between your toes? Grab something like that. Or you can take a sock and you can wind it in between your toes. And that is going to help to work on starting to separate your toes. There are muscles that, just like your legs, you have abductor muscles. So they pull everything closer together. So we want to help work on releasing those muscles. And we're going to separate them to kind of help release it. Now, the first time you do this, this may be extremely uncomfortable. But as you do it over time, it will not feel as bad. And actually, it'll allow you to kind of ground down and feel the floor more. Then you can work on pressing your big toe down into the floor. For those of you interested, the big toe, there's a couple of things very interesting, I find. the big toe is linked towards the pelvic floor. And it actually, the fascial lines runs all the way up to the tongue. So big toe should be able to press down into the floor, and you can bring the other little toes up off the floor. And then you're going to do the same thing, press the little toes down and lift the big toe up. And when you bring that big toe up, you want to think about pulling them closer to one another. And you can do this over and over again as well. And then there's a third thing that I would have you do, and I wouldn't do it too many times, especially if you're new to this. 5 or 6 reps of each would be perfectly fine. Then the other thing that you can do is you're going to put your big toe down. You're going to have the other toes, your little toes, lifting up off the floor. And then your pinky toe is going to reach out and try to go to the floor as well. Because the pinky toe, the muscle in the pinky toe, is as strong as the muscle in the big toe, yet we don't work it that way, so therefore it has lost a lot of its ability. So you can work on that. That's always a fun one. If you'd like to see some videos, let me know. you can go to my Form Fit Mom community, and I will share some videos there on footwork. I just encourage you, you know, I know I'm one of those people, I'm not really big on the feet, so to speak, but the more I have begun to understand how they are so important for our movement and everything that we do, the more I appreciate what they are there for us to help us with. So I encourage you to get out of your shoes occasionally, work barefoot, maybe doing some stretches and stuff, move your feet around so that you can feel what the floor feels like underneath you and how your body responds based on your footing. And that is it. So that is your movement snack for the week. I know it's a little awkward, but I hope you all have a wonderful day.